Happy day, good morning, good evening, whatever time of day it might be where you are when you are taking this class. We happen to practice in the morning in Michigan, but we had a student online from Europe, so that was afternoon over there. We have a great practice coming up. These are just so powerful. So many things come through according to who's in class, things we've been talking about, experience and reading. And one thing that comes up in this one is, a couple things. One is there's no normal average human. There's no single person that exists that meets an imagined average. And that's always important to keep in mind. But the wonderful thing is we can try these postures and all get the same benefits together as we pay attention to our own systems and learn about our own systems. And the other thing is this emotional chemical aspect of the class, which goes beyond what, I don't know, a strictly physical orientation where you think about skeleton and muscles and what am I doing with this muscle group. And yoga has gotten really far into biomechanics, and that's cool. Like, I love, it's super interesting, but it's like this tiny, tiny sliver of everything that goes on in a asana practice. So I just like to always keep that in mind and remind all of us that this is a massive, holistic, expansive, chemical, alchemical, emotional, everything practice. So I do hope you have a wonderful practice, and I thank those of you so much who are already members, either through our website at yogaismedicine.com or through Patreon, which is patreon.com/BikramYoga. I invite and recommend if you take a class once a week, there's a $19 a month level of giving on Patreon, which is super helpful to help us with equipment upgrades and just helping us get through. The yoga and fitness industry has done some interesting things lately, and we want to be here. I know you want this practice to be here too, so we invite you for approximately a weekly recorded practice. There's a $19 a month option. If you're taking it more than that, there's lots of options above that, which I highly, highly encourage, if you're able to. We can keep this lineage for you and for those who come after us in the future. All right, have a wonderful, wonderful practice. All right, let's start this wonderful practice. We're so lucky that we have this technique and tool and energy. Hi, Alda, good morning. Good afternoon to you. Nice to see you. So just start slowly. The main thing you start out with and try to maintain throughout is your attention, concentration, so you can adjust and respond each moment as you go. All right? So let's start pranayama, deep breathing. Start with the feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace all 10 fingers. Knuckles underneath the chin. Stand up nice and tall, lower abdomen held in. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin down, breathe in nice and slow, full lungs, hold at the top. Good, exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth a couple of inches, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands, palms come together, cross your thumbs, elbows touch. Inhale, breathing, head down slowly. Separate and lift up the elbows. Breathe in as much as you can, full lungs at the top, hold it. Good, exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open, push the chin slowly back. Keep your maximum body weight on the heels, hips and thighs contracted, elbows together. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, keep going. 5, breathe in more, 6, hold it. Exhale, 1, chest up, 2, 3, look back, 4, try to see the wall behind you, palms together and elbows together. Inhale again, head down. Keep your maximum body weight on the heels, hips and thighs contracted, hold at the top. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Elbows nice and high away from the chest as they come forward and touch each other. Inhale, head down. Separate and lift the elbows up. So you try to stretch the sides of the rib cage, armpits, and triceps up towards the ceiling. Good, now exhale, leave the armpits up, lifted, so the elbows can stay high. You can keep the chest lifted. This will give you more room for the neck and shoulders. Inhale, breathing. Nice steady flow of air. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts. Hold it. Exhale, breathing, head up. Now on the exhale, try to remove the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts. Stomach, suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Inhale, 1, mouth closed, 2, 3, elbows lift, 4, nice and steady, 5, all the way up, 6, hold it. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, look back, 4, 5, try to see the back wall, 6. Inhale, breathing, head down. Everything synchronized, the arms, the head, and the inhale, all 3 things together, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, head up. Same thing on the exhale, all three things move together. Arms coming forward, head going back. Complete exhale, two more in the first set, inhale, breathing. Depression of the abdominal wall, especially the lower part, suck it in, hold it in. Good, exhale, breathing, head up. Lower abdomen, maintain depression there, but the breastbone stays lifted. You want to have the ribs moving quite a bit. Last one, inhale, breathing. So keep the weight to the heels, middle inner thighs pressed together. Watch the rib cage lifting and expanding to the sides. Exhale, breathing, head up. Very nice. Push the chin back. Make the end of the exhale the strongest part. Stomach, suck it in, tightening up. Elbows come together. Wonderful. You can change now. Arms down by your sides. All right, let's do second set. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Already things, so many wonderful things happening with this breathing exercise. So you can swallow a couple of times. Focus one point in the mirror, and let's begin again. Inhale, breathing, elbows up. Exhale, head up. Inhale. Exhale. Just the sound of the air. No vocal cords, no music, just the air. Good. Inhale. One. Mouth closed. Two. Three. Sounds good. Four. Keep going. Five. Six. Hold it. Exhale. One. Good, Alda. Two. Chest up. Three. Four. Look way back. Five. Suck in your stomach, lower abdomen especially. Inhale again. Head down. Keep the body weight to the heel so you get the pelvis and lower body totally stationary. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. And from there, you have more control of the spine. You have more control of abdominal muscles. Look way, way, way back, elbows together. Inhale, breathing, head down. And this will let you explore and expand and move the rib cage, shoulders, neck, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, head up. So you can put your mind on the steadiness of the lower body. Hips and thighs contract, inner thighs press together. Inhale, breathing, elbows separate and lift. You don't want to tense though, not you don't want any excessive tension. Good, hold it. Exhale, breathing, head up. Just muscle control, weight on the heels, inner thighs pressed together, hips pushing just a little forward towards the mirror. Looks great. Inhale, breathing, head down. And then from that stable foundation, the spine can lift up, chest up, armpits and elbows up. Exhale, breathing, head up. Keep the armpits lifted as you bring the elbows forward. Suck in your stomach, exhale completely. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Good sound, everyone. Four, five, six, exhale, one. H-A, two, three. Let the tops four of the shoulders, five, relax as much as you can. Six, good, Angelo. Inhale, breathing. A few more in the second set. It's normal if you feel a little bit dizzy. Breathe in more, and you're breathing in more than you have all day. Exhale, breathing, head up. And probably since you came to class last. Suck in your stomach, look way, way, way back. Exhale completely. Last two, go ahead, inhale, breathing. Look for the rib cage to expand to the sides of the chest as much as possible. Exhale, breathing, head up. Try to keep the upper back and breastbone and armpits lifted as you let the neck backward bend. Last one, inhale, breathing, separate and lift the elbows up so you can watch yourself breathe. Exhale, breathing, head up, look back. Way back. Use your extra strength to exhale completely. Elbows come together at the end. Very good. Then you can change arms down by your sides. Of all the things that exist in our, you know, social mirrors like the Instagram, social media, there's so many things you could watch yourself do or watch someone do. And in here we are watching ourselves breathe and be alive. It's fabulous. Yeah. All right, let's do half moon pose, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. At least that's what we're trying to do. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, right and left, on your own, back and forth. Creating a stretch on both sides of the body, all the way up to the fingertips. I know the layers of mind and social programming show up, okay? It's difficult for them not to. Go ahead, right, left, but when you notice that, you can just go back to the basics. Inhale, stretch up, exhale, inhale and exhale. All right, when you can't stretch up anymore, you can come back up and stop in the middle. Bring the maximum body weight to the heels, push hips a little forward, arms back and chin up, opening up the chest. Now squeeze the hands, palms together, try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and ears. As you inhale next, full lungs, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, Slowly bend your upper body to the right side of the room, absolutely straight line, without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Take a nice smooth inhale. Just exhale a little bit by the nose, push your hips to the left, and then you inhale again on your own pace. We want to keep the lungs mostly lifted and full, so you take a full lung inhale, and then just a little bit of an exhale. Come down to create the stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the body weight to the heels, hips tucked under, arms back and chin up. Both hips stay in one line as you come down, parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder and armpit can come forward and lift up a little, opening up the chest. Come down a little more, push hips to the left, push, stomach in and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Body weight to the heels. Push hips a little forward, arms back, chin up. Squeeze hands, palms together, eliminate any gap between arm biceps and ears. Now one big inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, left side, squeeze hands, palms, absolutely straight line. Reach and pull the upper body to the left side of the room without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Push the hips, the whole pelvis off center to the right to start the stretch and continue the stretch all over the right side of the body. Inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the hips tucked under, body weight on the heels, arms back, chin up. Everything looks good so far. Keep the hips in their one line parallel to the mirror as you come down. Then specifically when you inhale, if you bring the left armpit and chest up and forward a little bit, opening up the chest, using more of the lungs, strengthening upper back, come down, push, stomach and reach to the left side, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Next is a backward bend. Take a deep breath in to the upper chest here. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Immediately bring your arms back. Reach up over and back so you can keep that lift of the chest a little bit. Lots of space there between the ribs on the front. Now push your upper body back. Try to touch the back while bending your entire spine. Lower back, middle back, upper back. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Push your hips forward, stomach forward, thighs forward, letting the weight go to the heels. Now squeeze palms, reach back. Try to straighten the arms and touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Try to keep the body weight to the base of the toes. Then once you're down there, move your hips right, left a few times. You can bend the right knee, then the left. The purpose of moving the knees or bending the knees one at a time is to get some movement at the lower back, pelvis, SI joint there. All right, now you can grab the heels for hands to feet pose. Reach around, scoop up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, breathing. Bring your face to the legs. Everything you just do as much as you can in the direction of the instruction, and then observe it. Observe your effort, observe your breathing, observe the result or sensation of the effort, and then you can try a little bit more or just wait there in stillness. Pull on the heel, stretch the upper body down, bring your face to the legs, and then slowly, gently push the knees back, maintaining no gap between upper body and the legs. Now pull on the heels, push the knees back, lock the legs, eyes open, touch your face on the shins, push the knees back, and freeze right there. Slowly come up. Sue and all the very nice. Arms and head together, if possible. Come all the way up. Inhale at the top, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. All right, wonderful start. Second set, Ardha Chandrasana. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Weight to the heels, hips tucked under. Now take a deep breath, watch yourself. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, absolutely straight line bend and reach to the right. Push the hips off center to the left. So the thing you warmed up, one of the things you warmed up in the breathing exercise was the stability of the lower body. All right, before we do any major stretching, we are stabilizing, and this goes for everything. We set up a posture, get things where they should be, control the muscles, and then later some stretching happens. So keep the inner thighs pressing together, weight on the heels, both hips in one line. Now, keeping the lower body stable and in the straight line from the side, you can reach, create tremendous stretching on the left side of the body all the way up to the fingertips. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. So that's why the line. Yoga is not a stretching class. It's just a component. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, reach to the left. But first, you had weight on the heels. You can go ahead and reach, but keep the weight to the heels. Inner legs squeezed together, hips underneath upper body. So hips forward and lower abdomen in. Then keeping this wonderful structure, muscle control, then you can create this wonderful stretch on the right side of the body, of the organs, sides of the disc all the way out to the skin, as well as a wonderful internal massage. A little bit of left shoulder, Jeff, towards the mirror. There you go. Come down, reach and push and hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending. Nice deep breath in, eyes open. Let the head drop back all the way. And now bring your arms back. It can go all the way back at once. Sometimes it's just inch by inch, fraction of a millimeter at a time. Reach back, go back, try to touch the back wall. Now figuring out how to breathe in a back bend is the big deal of the backward bend. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips, stomach, thighs forward. Maximum body weight to the heels. Now arms back, way back, go back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor. Nice and slow, going from back bending to forward bending. If the lower back needs some support, you can put your hands down the thighs as you bring the body down. Otherwise, good, all the hands down. Move your hips right, left, and as soon as you can, grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other, side by side, elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles. Pull. And push. So pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down initially, just to get some feeling of lengthening the spine down the legs. Keep your elbows behind the legs throughout the posture. And then the push comes by pushing the fingernails or first knuckles into the floor. This is a little more challenging, a little more advanced than pulling, but you can do both. You can pull on the heels, but also push the knuckles down to allow the sensation of stretching the spine down, not only using the arms, but using the muscles of the torso, of the hips. Pull on the heels, exhale, push knuckles and fingernails to the floor. Try to lock the legs. Change again, arms and head together. Stretch up towards the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. So even standing tall after the posture, just regaining the neutral position and stability is a wonderful part of the practice. Next we have awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches. Keep your feet parallel to each other throughout the posture, not turning in and not turning out. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you. Arms energized. So this is major stability for the arms. Tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers reaching towards the mirror. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach in. Sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips out behind you and then lower them down until the lowest you go is thighs parallel to the floor, but anywhere from standing to that point starts the posture. Keep 6 inches all over between feet, knees, and hands. Suck in the lower abdomen. Lift your chest up. Lean your upper body way back. Stretch forward at the same time. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Wonderful, Carolyn. Go straight up on the tiptoes. Now we're stabilizing here. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head, but this involves everything from the feet all the way up through the abdomen, spine, chest, everything reaching towards the ceiling. Focus one point and sit down on the tops of the toes until hips touch the chair. Come up all the way on the tiptoes, heels up all the way. Push ankles forward, heels up. Sit down until hips touch the chair. Back of the head and back of the hips leaning against the wall. Hips do not go below the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice one. Kimberly, lower the heels down. Third part, come up a tiny baby amount on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. First, take a deep breath. You can watch this. Inhale and then slowly sit down. As you're sitting down in this part of awkward posture, you can watch yourself breathe again. You have a clear line of sight. Spine is straight and upright position. Sit down as much as you can until hips are just above the heels. Arms parallel to the thighs. Thighs parallel to the floor. Energize the arms again all the way out as if beyond the fingertips and push the knees down and forward towards the floor in front of you. Stomach in. Take a deep breath in. And come back up in 5 counts. 4, heels lower, 3 as you get up, 2, 1, right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides, stand tall. All right, second set, right foot, step out to the right, feet parallel to each other, inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. On that same exhale, you can sit down, go ahead, feet flat position, maximum body weight to the heels. So this is a you may feel some stretching somewhere, but we're also trying to get stability with the lower body in this particular alignment, particular change in where the body weight and gravity are happening. So you stick your hips out, sit down, bending ankles, knees, and hips, but in a particular way. So it strengthens and stretches in this good alignment. Lean back, way back, try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. Go straight up on the tiptoes, all the way up through the top of the head. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head towards the ceiling. Pick one point of focus. This helps to stabilize and sit down on the tops of the toes and hold it there for 10 counts. Heels up, 9, push ankles forward, 8, heels up, 7, all the way, 6, 5, take a deep breath, 4, chest up, stomach in, 3, nice, Michelle, 2, another full inhale, 1, inhale, breathing, come up, lower the heels. Third part, little bit, heels up, squeeze the knees together. Take your first inhale, stretch the spine up towards the ceiling, and go ahead, sit down 10 counts. 9, nice and slow, 8, 7. Keep slowing it down, 6, especially 5, where the body wants to drop, 4. See if you can slow it more. 3, 2, you can take even more time than the 10 counts. 1, another 10 counts to go the rest of the way. It's a lot of stability you're building. And it's not just the legs. It's your spine lifting above the legs, your torso, all of this lift in the organs. All right, it's not just a muscle class. Keep the knees together. Come up for 5 slow counts. 4, 3, heels lower. 2, 1. Right foot to the left, arms down by your sides. It's easier to draw the pictures of the muscles and the pictures of the bones, so that's the prominent, dominant visual. Like, oh, it's a musculoskeletal class. Well, it's not a musculoskeletal class. It's not only that. Let's do eagle posture. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. You all know this is a breathing class. You feel it, right? Swing the right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers on the outside. Pull the elbows down so fingertips go below the nose and bend your knees. Sit down as low as you can. Weight on the heels. Upper body back. Stay down low. Right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Eventually, the right foot may go behind the left calf muscle, and it might not, but you can sit down anymore. Twist anyway, twist like ropes. Body weight slightly to the heel. Now pull the elbows down towards the navel so you create that little extra pressure at upper arms, armpit, and chest. Slowly come up. Very nice. Feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab the hands in front of the face. Fingers should not go above the nose. Pull the elbows down, stomach in, sit down as low as you can. Upper body back, couple of inches. Stay down all the way. Left leg lift up over the right, as high as it goes. First, try to create the pressure at the thighs and sit down more and more until the left foot goes closer or behind the calf muscle. Eventually, eliminate any gap between the ankle and calf muscle. Pull your elbows down towards the belly button. So you're pressing the arms down but lifting the chest up at the same time. Suck in your stomach, hold the posture, upper body back at the end. Change, come up. All right, good upper body back. So feet together, inhale, arms overhead. Swing the right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit down as low as you can. You can bring the hips all the way down to the heels if you want, hang out there. Then right leg lift up over the left, as high as it goes. Now once you have the legs crossed, I know it might take a few seconds, that's fine. Then bring the knees to the right so they end up in the center line underneath the nose. Press the hands, palms together and in towards the center. You can think chest up, shoulders down, Jeff, just little bits at a time. In your mind, a tiny back bend at the upper back, elbows down, there you go, chest up, hold it right there. Change again, that's it. Feet together, last one, inhale, arms over the head, left arm underneath the right arm. Pull the elbows down, stomach in, sit down in the chair, body weight to the heels. And no, eagle posture is not a backward bending posture. Go ahead, left leg lift up over the right. But sometimes you'll hear an instruction to get a body part to do something that is correct. Just careful that it doesn't get out of context. So if the body's a little bit forward bent, I might say to someone, imagine a tiny back bend at the rib cage, thoracic spine, so that it can be a little more upright. Now bring the knees to the center, just a little bit to the left, hands, palms pressed to the center. Try to get the maximum squeeze that you can hold with normal breathing. Change again. Come up. Feet together. Inhale. Arms over the head. And arms down by your sides. Party time is next. Go ahead. Have a sip of water. Good morning. That was like the fastest 25 minutes ever. Did you even know? If someone had said, just sit there for 25 minutes, you'd have been like, can I please do a posture? Can I please, can I just do awkward pose for a second? All right. But sometimes in awkward pose, you're like, could I please just do nothing? Right? The mind is like something else. If you can just get here in the moment, realize the grass is not greener. You know, it's like right here, this is it. This is what I got. So I might as well enjoy a breath or two. Yeah? All right. Standing head to knee pose, shift your body weight to the left foot, pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. I'm speaking from experience. I used to think, I'll be happy when class is over. I'd be so not happy until that moment. And then I'm like, well, that's not a fun way to spend 90 minutes. So anyway, concentrate deeply on your standing leg. Push the left knee back until the leg is straight. Right now, you have the ability to relax, actually, even in standing head to knee, whole leg locked. Inhale, breathing right leg very slowly, very gently, lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. There is no rush. Take a nice deep breath, kick the right heel forward. Flex the foot from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, bring the elbows down little by little, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Press the heel forward, top of the thighs, contraction. Slowly reverse out of the posture, straighten the elbows, bend the knee, and feet together, arms down. All right, shift your body weight to the right foot, nice deep breath, and pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Thumbs included with the grip. Concentrate very deeply on your standing leg. Look in the mirror at your right knee just for a visual steadiness, or it can even be the upper right thigh, but just pick one point of concentration. Whole leg, solid, concrete, unbroken. Inhale, breathing, left leg, lift up slowly and gently until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. That's it. Take a nice deep breath. Press the left heel forward. That's good, Jeff, with the upper body where it is. Turn all five toes back. And once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, then next step, bring the elbows down, rounding the spine. Elbows touch the sides of the calf muscle, and eventually elbows go down below the calf muscle. Change again, straighten the arms, bend the left knee and feet together. All right, second set. Feet together, nice deep breath, and pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. We have a lot of choice. All right, pick up the foot, standing leg, solid concrete, lamppost. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up, particularly in the lenses we choose to see things through in this moment. All right, kick the heel forward, flex the foot from the ankle. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. If elbows go below the calf muscle and still you can balance there comfortably, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, bring the head down, body down, and touch your forehead on the knee, wearing the glasses of appreciation and steadiness. Okay, change again. Take your time, head up, arms straighten, and bend the knee. I'm not saying everything's perfect, okay? But you can shift the kind of glass you're looking through. Shift your body weight to the right foot, pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, or even at least recognize the glasses you might be wearing, like the I have to go 110% glasses. That's a way to be. It's an option, okay? Not a terrible option. Go ahead, left leg lift up and stretch forward, but we're trying to ease that into steady, perfect synchronization with the breath and relaxation while we're doing intense things. So you have to shift those glasses a little bit. Kick the heel forward, flex the foot from the ankle. Once both legs are locked, elbows can come down at some point. All right, once elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and very gently put your forehead on the left knee. When you're finished, try to reverse out of it. Good, all the head up, arms straighten, take your time, Sue, and left foot down, arms down. Everyone's at a different pace also with when you start to realize the mental things and shift the perspective. And it's going to continue to shift. It's not just one and done. There's all kinds of perspectives that you can have and gain. All right, let's do standing boat pulling. Right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow, hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together, then bring the left arm all the way up. Palm facing the mirror, arm touching with the ear, shoulder and chin close. Now right above the left hip, when you inhale, try to touch the ceiling, stretch up there, and then begin. Charge your upper body forward. Good, Rachel. Try to touch the mirror, simultaneously kick the right leg back, so the right shoulder and chest turn back behind you. Already the spine is in a twist. Kick back all the way, then kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot over the head. Toes pointing up, right over the center line. Now keep the standing leg locked, especially at the upper left thigh, controlled and contracted. Bring the upper body down at the left hip joint until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's good, coming down. You can really now stretch all the way beyond the fingertips, everyone. Left armpit stretches forward to bring the left shoulder to the chin. Kick back and not more, so the right shoulder disappears, invisible behind the left shoulder. Come down, kick, take a deep breath, stretch, and kick up equally the same. Change when you're done. Feet together. Arms down. Left hand, palm up in front of you. Reach out to the left. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Every single person in here, go ahead, right arm all the way up, has a different thing going on in the same posture. So part of our work is to recognize what is happening with me. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, charge your upper body forward. Am I breathing smoothly? If the answer is no, then you can try that again. Is standing leg controlled and locked? If no, try again. Charge forward and kick back. Am I stretching and kicking equally? All the instructions are here as points of reflection to help you realize yourself. Now, push the right arm fingertips and right armpit skin forward so the top of the right shoulder gets closer to the chin. Try to keep maximum body weight towards the base of the toes. Now go forward and kick. Left shoulder back, kick, inhale, stretch and kick up equally the same. Change. Wonderful. Feet together, arms down. Let's do second set. Right hand up in front of you, palm up, and reach out. Grab the ankle, all five fingers together. Left arm all the way up in front of you. Especially try to stretch the left side of the torso when you try to touch the ceiling. Inhale, go up and forward for 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Kick back simultaneously, 18. Without intermission, 17. That's good, Kimberly. 16. Even the fingers stretch, 15, 14, 13. Go and touch the mirror, 12. Nice inhale, 11, 10. Kick straight up, Jeff, 9, 8. Upper body down a little bit, 7. Until abdomen, 6 is parallel to the floor, 5. Good, coming down, Gina, 4. Now just stretch and kick without coming down anymore. 3, 2, 1. Nice control there. Feet together, arms down. Okay, last one. Standing bow, pulling left hand up and out. Grab the left ankle, all five fingers together. Right arm all the way straight up towards the ceiling. Try to stretch, especially right above the right pelvis. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Waistband stretches up. Go ahead, 20 counts. 19. Breathe as smoothly as you can. 18. 17. Kick back, then up. 17. 16. 15. Go and touch the mirror. 14. All the way to the fingertips. 13. 12. Smooth inhale. 11. You can do it. 10. Upper left thigh contract. 9. 8. Standing leg lock. 7. 6. Come down and kick. 5. 4. That's it. 3. Go and touch the mirror. 2. Kick straight up. 1. Change again. I meant upper right thigh contracted, so cancel the upper left thigh contraction. Okay. Balancing stick pose, front row. You can step to the back of the mat, feet together. All right, inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together, interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up a little bit, arms and head together. Take a big step onto the right foot. Now I want you to inhale, stretch up right above the right hip joint. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and come down. Bring the upper body over and down, left leg up, until you look like a capital letter T from the side. Your arms, head, neck, spine and left leg in one line that's stretching, natural human traction. Stretch, come down and stretch. Change again, come up. Take a deep breath, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, inhale, try to touch the ceiling, bring the body over and down the left hip joint, come down, right leg up, sole of the foot facing the ceiling, especially the lower left abdomen all around the left hip joint, it's muscle control, so stretch the body forward so you can bring the right hip down and forward, eventually two hips in one line, parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, change again, come up, just working on that, feet together, arms down by your sides, will help you use certain actions, certain muscle groups, functional groups in the hips. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Get your grip, chin up, inhale, big step onto the right foot. Now the right side of your abdomen, I want you to stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and bring the body down, left leg up without losing that. 10, look forward, 9, about 4 feet in front of you, 8, 7, end to end, 6, from the hands to the toes, 5, in opposite directions, 4, come down and stretch, 3, leg up, 2, good arms, all the 1. Change again. Very nice. Last one. Chin up. Take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot. The left side of the torso. Inhale. Stretch it up. Bring the body down. Leg up for 10. Look forward. 9. Upper left thigh contract. 8. 7. Both legs locked. 6. 5. Go and touch the mirror. 4. You're going to touch it pretty soon. 3. You can do it. 2. Stretch and stretch. 1. All right. Change again. Feet together and arms gently down. Standing, separate leg stretching, step over to the left side of your mat. Feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Big step out to the right. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms face down. Keep your two heels in one line, feet straight ahead or slightly turned in. Lock your legs throughout the posture, take a deep breath and begin. Stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Look in the mirror for as long as possible, arms outstretched. And when you can't see yourself anymore, bring the hands down and grab the heels, if possible, outsides of the feet if needed, hands even forward from that if needed. keeping the legs locked, pull on the heels, or if you don't have the feet or heels yet, push the fingernails and first knuckles down just like Padmasana, hands to feet pose. You can stretch the spine down. That looks great, Juicer. Roll forward, chin forward, look forward. First the legs are working and stretching, then the hips, then lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Total backside of the body, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Nice, Angelo. Change again. Head up and arms out. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down by your sides. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right, arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Keep your heels in one line. You can take a slightly bigger step than the first set. Lock your leg, stomach in, and then forward. However, if you already touched, go ahead. If you already touched your head to the floor, then keep the same or narrower step, not wider. Otherwise, bigger step is fine. Bring the hands down once you can't see yourself anymore. Grab the heels and pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Look forward, roll forward, chin forward. Now just being here, at whatever stage of flexibility, mobility, you're upside down and breathing, and this is already a big deal for the lungs, digestive organs, for the spine, for the brain, big deal. You can pull to stretch the body down or just stay here and breathe smoothly. If you puff out the chest just a little bit, this will help you lengthen the spine. That's it, Kimberly, that's good. Hold it. Okay, slowly come up, arms out and head up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over the head, and arms gently down. Is today your day, Juicer? Is today your birthday? Yeah, okay. Is it okay that I know that? What, can we sing to you? You weren't going to shout it out or announce it. The sign-in told me. It gives me a little birthday cake. So if you put your birthday in there, if you don't want ever to be sung to, you can just tell me. Or put in a fake birthday. I don't know. Let's do triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a nice deep breath. Push hips forward, arms back. Juicer, you're 10-10. I'm 8-8, so I remember that. Lindsay's 3-3. Push hips forward, arms back, chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to the right. Carolyn's coming up here pretty soon, guys. Bend the right knee, sit down. Bounce a couple of times, arms back, stomach, and go ahead, tilt the upper body to the right. Right arm on the inside of the right knee. I figured if I can memorize a first name and a last name, I should be able to add 10 digits to everybody I know. Okay, push the right knee back. I'm working on it. It's a little slow. Turn your head, chin to the left shoulder to get the right side profile of your face visible in the mirror. Upper body stays lifted, lower body down. However, lower body is strong. Push the right foot firmly to the floor. Keep the left foot flat, left leg locked. Turn and twist the upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, right toes turn straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest. Turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Two heels in one line. Then bend the left knee. You can sit down all at once or sit down a couple times, bouncing lower and lower. Arms back, stomach in. Begin. Take a deep breath and tilt the upper body. Where you are headed in triangle is smooth, controlled breathing. Okay, I know at first it might be chaotic, out of control. Mine certainly was, huffing and puffing. But when you inhale, stretch up. Try to fill the lungs. It squeezes the heart in this twisted position. And stretch down, try to touch between big and second toe. Now, as you're pushing the left knee towards the back wall, bring the left shoulder towards the mirror, left chest towards the mirror, in opposition of pushing the left knee towards the back wall. That's it, Angelo. Good. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle, left toes, turn forward. Inhale and change all the way, arms overhead, arms down by your sides. Any other birthdays? Anyone, birthday buddy with Juicer? Okay. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor, palms down. Take a deep breath, set it up, pushing the hips, pelvis as much forward as possible and arms back. Chest up a little, turn the right foot all the way out. Turn the toes, please, keeping the heels in one line. Then you can sit down all the way. Take a deep breath, full lungs, and begin triangle pose. Tilt and twist at the same time. And stretch. There's a big stretch of the arms. Top hand fingertips reaching up. Bottom arm fingertips reaching down. So you stretch across the chest while it's twisted, while you are challenging cardiovascular pulmonary system. All these things happening at the same time. Upper body up, lower body down. Same thing here as you push the right knee back. Bring right shoulder, chest, armpit forward towards the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Last one. Both feet straight ahead, take a deep breath, push the pelvis forward, arms back, chest up, turn the left toes so the heels stay on the one line, and then bend the left knee. Sit down all the way, arms back, take a deep breath, go ahead, get into it, tilt the body, twist and stretch the arms like natural human traction across the chest. Inhale, breathing. Happy birthday to you. Inhale. Happy birthday to you. Big deep breath. Happy birthday, dear Juicer. One more time. Happy birthday to you. Awesome. Inhale, breathing, come up. I saw you singing all the so nice with the big smile. Okay, change all the way. Arms overhead, arms down by your sides. Get wishes from all around. All right. If you have any words, one sentence of wisdom at some point, you can shout it out anytime, Juicer. Okay. Come to yoga. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right. It comes out of people a lot. Just be here, you know? All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs, right foot, big step over your mat, 3 feet minimum. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and left hip forward to get your both hips in one line. First inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Then exhale, you go down front side, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend the right knee up a little bit. Bring your knee to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. And shift more body weight to the front foot. So you can get the right hip sticking up a little. If you can, Gina, more right hip can come up. And then left hip down and forward. That's the right direction, Michelle, to get your both hips in one line, parallel to the floor. Very nice. Push the right knee back a couple of times and slowly come up. Nice and steady, Rachel. Turn all the way around, 185 degrees. Just make sure you turn enough. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward so both hips are in one line. Inhale, breathing, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling and begin. Exhale, tuck your chin first, suck in your stomach. Bring your forehead to the left knee. Reach out with the fingertips like balancing stick arms as you get into it. And bring your head down to the knee like rabbit pose. Push your fingertips into the floor, straightening wrists and elbows and helping the rounding of the upper back. Throughout the posture, keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Shift more body weight to the front foot so you can bring the right hip down and left hip up in the direction of two hips in one line. You try to make that happen, just go as much as you can. Hold it right there. Push the left knee back a couple of times. Push the base of the left big toe down, Angelo. I'll help you with the feet on the next one. Okay, once you're all the way up, turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, and arms down by your sides. Okay, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Cross the thumbs, fingers straight. Take a big step to the right. Turn on your heels. So the heels, if you can imagine, as if you're standing with the feet side by side and one foot is just forward. So the heels are still in the side by side where the inner heels are on the one line. This is going to be best for the pelvis. Inhale, stretch up and go tuck your chin to the chest. The other thing that looks good. And you could even slide your right foot to the right a little bit. So they're not heels. You can do heels on one line, but heels next to each other, but separated, I'll explain again, is going to be a little more stable for the pelvis. Now, the second thing about the feet is the pressure. So I want maximum body weight underneath the base of the right big toe, so you're not going to roll out on the front foot. You're going to squeeze in. And then on the back foot, try to push the heel and outside of the edge down. Upper inner thighs squeeze in towards the center. Yeah, good, Gina. Good. Change again. Take your time. You guys okay? Did I just make it twice as hard for you? Turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. And what I'm saying about the heels is you can have two heel bones on the stripe. Okay, but if you have your heels, the inner heel on on the line, this is going to be more neutral for the pelvis. Inhale, stretch up and go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest. Either way is okay. People will teach it with the heel bones on one line. It's not bad. It's just not as natural for the pelvis, forehead to the left knee. If you can balance that way, fine. No problem. Gymnasts do it all the time. Push your fingertips into the floor. So here too, on the front foot, try to get maximum pressure underneath the base of the left big toe. And that will shift the body weight. That's going to activate your whole leg. It's not just the foot. on the back leg, push the heel down, then squeeze the upper legs in towards the center plane. And this is all going to help you get the hips level, and it's going to help you balance. Take your time with it. Very nice. Push the left knee back a couple of times and come up. Arms and head all the way up. Okay, once you're standing up straight, turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. Nice work, everyone. Tree poses next. You can step back to your towel. Toes on the line. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel all the way up as high as possible to the top of the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the right ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with the left hand. Slight bend of the left elbow. It's very helpful, if possible, so that the arm does not slide down. You want to keep this left hand and arm fixed. Stretch your spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Slowly, gently push the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line from the side. Hips a little forward to get two hips in one line. Now suck in your stomach. Stretch the entire spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. If the foot does not slip at all, then you can bring the left hand up. Try to get the hips as level as you can, shoulders relaxed and level as well. Gently change. Bring the right foot down next to the left. Arms down by your side. Left leg lift up. Bring the heel all the way up as high as possible on the right thigh. Grab the front of the ankle with the left hand underneath at the toes with the right. And very slowly, gently. Once your heel's all the way up, then left knee down and back. Push hips forward. So you're standing up as straight as you can with the pelvis just a little bit tailbone down. So just a little bit of hips forward. Now suck in your stomach, stretch the spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Left hand in front of the chest. And if you can balance without the foot slipping, right hand up, palms together. Very nice. Change again. Left foot down and arms down for just a moment. For toe stand, begin in tree pose. Bring the right heel at least halfway up the thigh or higher, wherever is comfortable. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you and slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. And you can bend the left knee a little bit if you've been doing it, just at first when you get into toe stand, standing leg straight. Anyway, once you're touching the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips or hands and sit down on the heel or towards it. Once you're sitting down all the way, walk your arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips, right toes point to the left, right knee down, and stretch your spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. First the left hand in front of the chest, and if still you can balance right hand in front of the chest. Hands to the floor in front of you. Take your time coming up back into tree pose. And stand up in tree pose. Change again, right foot down, arms down. Okay, left leg, last one. Bring the heel at least halfway up the thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Bring the upper body forward from the lower spine until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips. And then you can lower the hips down towards the heel, any amount. When you get to the stopping point of this moment, be there for a couple of breaths, and then see if there's a little something there. You can try a little more, a little availability, openness, relaxation, whatever happens. Sometimes you just all of a sudden get energy in a posture. Go ahead. Once you're sitting down, stretch the spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. The great news is if you're paying more and more attention, you will realize when you get a little energy. You will feel when you get a little relaxation, and then you can go with that. Left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Right hand in front of the chest, and eventually left hand up, palms together. To change, bring your hands to the floor, push the hips back up, and stand up in tree pose. Very nice. Tree pose, you can change, left foot down and arms down by your sides. Wonderful. Turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror. So maybe an obvious statement, we're by even just being in this room, at first you adjust to being warm. First your physiology. I shouldn't even say at first. Everyone can go in different orders, but there's adjustment processes. One is just basic physiology. If we've been sort of culturally, physically, whatever, not in a warm environment, always in air conditioning, condition that sweat is gross, you know, all kinds of reasons that we might not have been sweating in a while, that we have to give the body a little bit of time so it can adjust and have its wonderful healthy function. Regulating body temperature. Sweat is just a wonderful, wonderful process. It's good for you. We're also, at various times, adjusting to our own personality. So, if you know, sometimes you walk in, whether new or not, I feel so good today, I'm gonna do everything. But maybe the system's like, maybe not today. Maybe we're gonna chill out a little bit. But the personality's like, no, I'm gonna do it. And the body's like, I don't know about that. At first, you might fight the body a little bit and stick with the personality, right? But then you're like, oh, you know what? The body is telling me to sit down right now. This is a simple example, though, of how you can adjust, giving authority and weight to the system, the breathing needs, the circulatory needs, whatever. The body will call for what it needs in here. If it's like, you better drink some water, then you'll drink some water. Same thing. And then that, whatever that decision, that conscious or maybe not so conscious personality thing that thought it was going to run the class, you give it practice at just taking a break. Say, you know what, personality, you get to take a break for 90 minutes. This has huge physiological implication, emotional physiological implication, when you can set aside. Now, I'm not saying that personality is a bad thing. I'm sure it's gotten us places and it does things, but it can be harmful. Personality, emotional complex can cause so much stress and physiological damage. So when we can just give it a rest and then pick it up when it's helpful, set it down when we realize it's not helpful. This is the yoga class as much, if not more, than the musculoskeletal stuff, that process of listening, watching, and then responding in the moment as soon as you can. Might take 5 minutes, might take 5 months, might take 5 years, it doesn't matter. All of it's starting to happen the moment you're in here. So, and it will continue to happen. Again, it's not like, oh, I did it and now I'm done. Stuff happens in life that increases our stress. We can respond as intelligently as we can. Do the practice. Doesn't have to be perfect. You can have a class that seems like a mess. You can have a class where the mood is so 180 degrees from when you walked in too. And the powerful stuff. Let's begin wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee, interlacing the fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the side. So it's a chemical practice. It's hormonal practice, endocrine practice. Nervous system practice. Pull the right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body. And you have stillness. Stay with the breathing. The leg that's out on the floor, you can flex that foot up at the ankle, but keep the right foot and leg nice and loose, easy, relaxed. Hold it. Change right leg gently down and arms down. Left leg lift up, other side. Interlace fingers deeply. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Keep the elbows in close to the sides. Two shoulders or both sides of the upper back, try to have evenly on the floor. And then the right leg that's out straight, flex the right foot back at the ankle. That looks good, Kimberly. Just a little bit of stretch of the whole front of the hip. Tuck the chin, eyes down towards the center of the chest. That's it. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Immediately both knees up. In close to the chest, reach over the knees, try to grab your elbows each other or somewhere on the way to the elbows. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Bring the head back to the floor and then tuck the chin so the back of the neck stretches flat to the floor. Look down the center line of the body. Feet relaxed, ankles relaxed. Tiny bit of a smile on the face will help the facial muscles and jaw also relax. Great, change again, back to the rest. Heels touch, palms open, inhale and exhale by the nose. I'm reading this book called The Heart, A History, and I have a couple copies for our bookshelf here, but One thing it talked about was how intense grief and or hopelessness can do very quick shape change to the heart because of the way the stress affects certain heart tissues. And anyway, that connects to, it's so important and helpful to have something you can do. Even if circumstances outside, there can be huge grief and loss and hopelessness, but you have something you can do that is empowering. Coming to class or even just doing the breathing exercise, you are doing something good for yourself. To have something empowering, especially when things are the opposite in life, there will be times, right? Or there have been times. You can do something and know it's helping. You have input. You have this healing support and control. Let's do second set. Right leg lift up, interlace fingers, cross your thumbs, pull the right knee towards the right shoulder, keeping the elbows in, tuck your chin, look down the center line of the body. Steady breathing. You and right now, these are the only things that can affect your breathing. You and this moment. Change right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. Right foot can flex back, left foot relaxed. So try to stay with that thing that you have the input over. You decide a little bit when to inhale, you decide when to exhale. It's going to happen anyway for you, but try to stay with it in your mind. Wonderful. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down immediately, both knees up and close to the chest. Reach for your elbows, each other, nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles on cross. Then bring the head down, tuck the chin. You don't need to tug or yank, just hold. Press the lower abdominal wall, right at the pelvis there towards the floor. Chin down. And then you just breathe. Good, change again, back to the rest. Heels touching, palms open. Savasana. Next is the yoga sit-up or rolling over if needed. For the sit-up, feet together, flex, arms overhead, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, double jerk, head to the knees. All right, turn around, lie down, four, cobra pose, hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids, glue it down, distribute the weight equally, the same all over, hands, palms. Bring your legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling and lift up using 100% back strength. Go ahead. Upper body lift up, rib cage lift up. You can push the hands down to come up a little more. The highest you'll go is 90-degree angle at the elbows. Belly button touching the floor, rest of the upper body in the air. Try to squeeze the back muscles. Lift the chin up, look up, over and back. Change, lower the chin. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes gently touching each other. Any questions on cobra pose at all? In any first set, you have a wonderful opportunity to ask the question, what is my limit? Why is it there? Now, we're all going to have one. Sometimes you've gone as high as the posture prescribes, and you feel like, oh, okay, I'm good. Other times you're working towards it and noticing, oh, I didn't even have my legs locked, for example, or oh, my breathing was kind of erratic. You can always observe in the first set what's happening. Where is there maybe something not quite in your mind yet, your awareness? Let's try again. Chin on the floor, hands, palms. Then you get a second chance to maybe see if you can incorporate that a little more. All five fingers together on each hand. Push hands, palms firmly down. Bring the legs and feet together. You have one leg like a cobra. Inhale, breathing, upper body lift up. Push the hands down. At first, to lift the rib cage off the floor will seem like a big deal. So use your arms a little bit to help you. And then the back muscles, once they're up in that back bend, can start to help more. So the back bending muscles, you squeeze. Good, Vanessa. Push the neck up, chin up, chest up, come up. Change slowly. Nice, Joanna. Chin on the floor. Bring the arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Sometimes there doesn't even seem to be an obvious reason for a limit. You're just like, oh, I just didn't know I could do that, or That's just how I've always done it. Some that also happens. That's fine. Doesn't have to be like a what we would call legitimate physical reason. Sometimes it's just didn't click. All good. All right, locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body until eventually the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Then slide the chin all the way forward, neck stretching flat to the floor. Spread the fingers out wide from each other. Grab the floor with your fingertips and right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90, knees straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down, arms down, shoulders down, leg up. Change, right leg lower down. Your leg just flies up in the air, Michelle. Left leg lift up, go ahead, knees straight, toes pointed. How fun is that? Come up, everybody go up. Now also, reach with the left toes towards the back wall to extend the whole leg, then lift from the upper thigh, everybody lift up. Change, left leg lower down, very nice. Turn the head straight in so your mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms underneath you a little bit more. Spread the fingers out wide. Push hands down and begin both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. If they bend, try to straighten them. Lift up. Everybody come up. If the legs have separated, squeeze them back together. Thighs up. Everybody one more. Legs up. Change. Lower the legs. Okay, take your arms out from underneath you. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Flip the hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath the body. If you want to copy me, this is an option. Spread the fingers out wide. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Tabletop sort of 90 degrees at hips and shoulders. Bring your knees a little closer in, Angelo. Closer to your little more. Walk up. This way. Okay. Everybody right leg lift up for 10 counts. 9. Chin forward. 8. 7. Push arms down. 6. 5. Lift up. 4. Leg up. 3. 2. 1. Right leg lower down. Lock the left leg, point the toes, left leg for 10 counts. 9. 8. Reach back with the toes. 7. Sole of the foot. 6. Facing the ceiling. 5. Push arms down. 4. 3. Lift straight up. 2. 1. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can just rest for the middle part. Mouth on the towel. Readjust arms underneath you. Grab the floor at the fingertips and both legs for 10 counts. Lift up. 9. 8. Everybody lift up. 7. You can do it. 6. Thighs up. 5. Try again. 4. Lift up. 3. Go up. 2. You can do it. Go up. 1. Change. Lower the legs. Take the arms out. And look to the left. You're going to do one set, Angelo. You okay with the one set? You do one, and then I'll show you the second set. Alternative? Yeah? Okay. Don't worry, these guys are used to me doing other stuff in class all the time, right, everybody? Somebody needs something? All right, everybody, locust pose, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the sides, all five fingers together. Thumbs included with index fingers. Bring your legs and feet together just like cobra. You have one leg, don't open it. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until just the hip bones touch the floor. You can do a tiny bit, Kimberly, arms forward, just a little. Okay, now straight up from there to help you lift the chest and rib cage up. That's it. Everybody go up. Everybody chest up. Everybody legs up. Take one more inhale. And as you exhale, lift up the highest. And then slowly, gently lower down. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. You may have seen people do fish pose. This is half fish pose. You can stay here, or you can go all the way to there. Second set, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders, all five fingers together. Legs and feet together. Start from sitting, Angelo, and then lean back onto the elbows, and then back bend. Go ahead, everybody, lift everything up. Total spine, backward bending, arms up. You can point the toes, point the toes, there you go. Chest up, everybody, chest up. Keep going, chest up. Lift the chin up, lift the throat up. Everybody exhale, come up one more little bit. Good, change again. Lower the chin and hands. Bring your arms down next to you and turn your head to the left. How's that? Pretty good. I would recommend staying on the elbows until you can really feel the top of the head on the floor. If you're out here, it's okay, but I'd rather you stay on the elbows. Keep squeezing the back bend, and then if you feel the top of the head, then go for the arms. Does that make sense? Okay, great. Bow pose is next. Dhanurasana, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together on each hand, thumb included with index fingers. Bring the knees about 6 inches apart or hip width so arms and legs are like two wheels in one base. Inhale, breathing, look up towards the ceiling and kick up. Take your time. Kick up gently, kick up slowly, but kick up continuously. Total spine backward bending against gravitation. Then roll forward onto your abdomen. Everybody look up, lift the chest up. Everybody keep kicking up. And slowly, gently down, knees and chin, land. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. You can just do bridge pose substitute for. Good, all right. Second set, bow pose, dhanurasana, chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes, five fingers together. Now you have a grip with your hands. Make that a strong grip, but let the rest of the arms, wrists, shoulders, chest, throat, relax. Look up and kick up, go ahead. Press the knees up, thighs up. The lower quadricep skin presses up towards the ceiling. Roll forward onto the abdomen so the feet end up more forward over the waistband. Now everyone kick for five. Breathe smoothly, four into the upper front chest. Three, two, keep kicking. One, wonderful, change again. Okay, arms down side, look to your left. Next we have fixed firm pose, Supta Vajrasana. Push yourself up, come up to the top of the mat. Sit on the heels, briefly, knees and feet together. Then separate your feet just as wide as the outside of the hips. Lower your hips down towards the floor. The knees can separate if that helps. Once your hips are touching the floor, bring the hands to the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows, one at a time. Then the head to the floor, back of the head. Eventually shoulders and upper body relax on the floor. Once you're there, you can bring the arms over the head, grab your elbows each other, pull the forearms into the ground, tuck the chin towards the chest, and lift your chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. You can stay on the elbows if needed, and just do that nice back bend with the chest up, squeezing the back, bending muscles. That's great, Joanna. Just see how much you can relax there in the back bend. Wonderful. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Chest up, spine straight in the middle. Okay, turn around, relax on your back as soon as you can, back to the neutral, unrestricted or least restricted circulatory processes. Legs and feet together, arms overhead, cross your thumbs, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down. Second set, Supta Vajrasana. You can start again, sit on the heels at the top of the mat, and then separate your feet, lower your hips down towards the floor. Once you're sitting comfortably, take your time going back, hands to the soles of the feet, thumbs inside. Go back onto the elbows. You can stay on the elbows until you get your head close to the floor, but at some point, when your head is close to the floor, you'll separate the elbows so that the head can get down. Get the elbows out of the way, eventually back of the head and shoulders can come down. And arms over the head. Once you're relaxed there on the upper body, grab elbows each other, pull the forearms down. If you feel like you went a little too far, just back off a little, go to 90%, 95%. If you're fine where you are, then stay. Breathing in and out by the nose. Yeah, that's it, Jeff. Eventually your hands will reach to the opposite elbow. Yep, that's it. Change again, hands to the feet with help of the elbows, come back up. Ideally right in the center, coming up rather than around to the sides. Chin down last, turn around, relax on your back. Jeff, were you saying the other day that was new for you to reach for this? Yeah, how's it feel? Oh, it kind of squeezes. I think if yours is over, if it's feeling over tight, yeah, try to relax a little and then focus the back bend up here more. But I wouldn't try to squeeze. You don't want to be squeezing in on any of the glutes or SI area. Just kind of let it. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Sometimes it's really hard to relax here, but contract some back bending muscles a little higher than that. It's a, yeah. Take some practice, for sure. Sometimes, you know, in the class, sometimes we're trying to coordinate, do two seemingly different things at the same time. A lot of the postures, right? Like you're stretching and kicking. It's like, but you're trying to do it as one action, right? And then other times, you're trying to take two things that you can't easily separate and have independent, more or less independent control over those contraction or relaxation. So both things happen in the class, just variously throughout, depending on the person, depending on the posture. All right, feet together, flex arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, go for the toes, exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. Half tortoise posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together, no gap underneath ankles, spine straight in the middle. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, hips touch the heels, and begin. Stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Forehead may touch the floor, side edge of the pinky fingers touching the floor. Forehead and pinkies together, Gina, that's so nice. Reach and reach, yes, there you go. Hips press towards the heels and take a deep breath. Stretch everybody, your arms forward. Fingertips towards the mirror, shoulder blades, scapula. Sliding forward, elbows straightening and wrists in the air. Take a few deep breaths like this. A lot of potential for expansion on the back lower ribs. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, and come up. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. And it's not just the back, it's all around the lower ribs. Any nice use of the lower parts of the lungs in that posture. Legs and feet together, arms overhead, cross your thumbs. Inhale, breathing, go ahead, sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head down. Second set, half tortoise posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together, no gap under the ankles. Inhale, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, hips touch the heels, and then begin. Stretch your upper body forward. Good stomach in, all of from the lower spine towards the floor. Good, keep the chin up. There you go, Sue. Look forward, chin forward, reach forward, forehead and pinkies. Touch the floor together, you can imagine it. Press the hips back as close to the heels as possible, then stretch your natural human traction, stretching coccyx to the neck and beyond to the fingertips. The arms reaching help you with the tractioning of the spine. The arms over the head help you with full inhaling expansion of the rib cage. Everything is on purpose, very much so in the posture. Arms and head together, inhale, breathing, come up. Gently arms down by your sides. All right, turn around, relax on your back. I have many memories of my mind's torture when I started. The first few years, I had a lot of the thinking was just different. And I would always have this thought, do we have to bring our arms over the head again? Because they were just tired, right? It was like difficult for me to breathe, difficult to bring my arms up. But then, that's gone. But then, more recently, if I've had some time where I haven't had my arms over the head, if I haven't practiced and I haven't done class, I'm like, gosh, I really want to get my arms over my head and take a few deep breaths. So then that can translate into when you're doing it in the moment. You can, even if it's difficult, you can also enjoy. You know, you can have enjoyment and pleasure even while something is hard. It does not have to be, everything has to be perfect before I can be feeling joyful about this thing. Your arms might be really talking to you, not injury, just really talking, and you can be very happy at the same time. It doesn't have to be, oh, when my arms are better, then I can be happy. You can play with these things. Feet together, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, and that's just the arms, just one example. Exhale, breathing, head down. Okay, camel posture, turn around, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Hands on the hips like in the back jeans pockets or a little bit higher up. Take a nice deep breath in, full lungs, push hips forward, lift the chest, chin, and throat up, over and back. Drop your head back as far as it goes, go back halfway, and stop in the middle. You can stay there or bring right hand down to the right heel, thumb outside, four fingers inside. Left hand to left heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Smooth inhale into the upper front of the chest. As you exhale, push your hips forward, stomach forward, thighs continuously push forward towards the mirror. Bring the hands up, back to the hips, one at a time or together, then push both hips forward, chest up, chin down. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. The legs shouldn't lean forward. You mean like the thighs? Oh, backwards. Sure. So where should the thighs be in camel? So ideally, the hips are pretty much right above the knees. Yeah. Now, if some people, when they're at the first stages of grabbing the heels, the hips do need to drop back. The knees bend a little. But then you work to get them over the knees, the pelvis above the knees. Okay. Does that? So it's not the end of the world if they do it a little bit, but then you want to push forward again. Does that help? Okay. Feet flex, arms overhead, nice deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing head down. Second set, stand up on the knees. Do you want me to watch a little bit how it's going? I won't say anything, I'll just watch. You can bend a little, it's okay. Bring the hands up here. Now let's work on the back bend first. Take a nice deep breath. Lift the chest, chin, and throat up, go over and back. So first get into the back bend that you can hold. Now bend the knees a little, Joanna, let the upper body drop a little, right there, and now just hold there again, see if you can relax with the breathing. And now see what happens when you reach down. Let the knees bend a little more, that's okay. It's not too much. If you're okay to grab the heels, get your best grip, inhale, and then try to push hips forward again, little by little, until you feel a little stretch. It might be in the shoulders, neck, chest, throat. Just keep the effort of pushing pelvis forward towards the mirror. Good to change. That's fine. Bring the hands up. Push hips forward, chest up, and chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. I would suggest for you do one set grabbing the heels and one set not grabbing the heels. So, okay? Yeah. And sometimes maybe you don't, maybe sometimes do both sets with the hands here because this will help you relax into the back bend, get a little more spine mobility. And then days where you can grab one set, then now, sometimes if you grab the heels and it feels just wildly unstable and this tightens up because it's holding you, if the chest and abdomen tighten up because you're not stable enough, at that point, I would just go back to hands on the hips, most cases. If you get lucky and you can control it and all of a sudden you can relax it, then that's a nice breakthrough too. But if it's constantly tightening up on the front side when you're reaching back, do some more hands on the hips, okay? Yeah. Training this front side just nice, easy feeling is just a major component of camel. So, and we can, revisit. It's always a process happening. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down. Okay, Sasangasana, rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels. If you need, you can put the towel over the heel. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Exhale, breathing, and go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Bring your forehead to the knees. Top of the head automatically touches the floor. Exhale, breathing, lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel. Make sure now you have a strong enough grip on the heels so you can't slide or slip forward. Good news. Your hips come up all the way until arms, elbows are straight. You can walk the knees towards the forehead, but please do not turn the head or move the neck. Push the feet a little bit into the floor. Squeeze heels in towards each other. Stomach in. Lift your hips up. Change. Lower the hips back down to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up again. All right, turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale fully. Sit up, go for the toes. As you're bringing the head down to the knees, exhale. Push out the air. All right, second set, Sasangasana. Grab the heels. Thumbs on the outside, four fingers wrapped over the top. Exhale, breathing, tuck the chin to the chest, go down front side, give it a try. And if you can't quite grab the heels, just grab them as soon as you can and lift your hips up. That's good, Kimberly. Yeah. Just some, do your best. That's fine. Fingers grip. Some people can grab the middle arch sole of the foot and push that down. Some people at the end of the heels. You don't need to go to the middle, Kimberly. lift your hips up. There's just variety, that's all. There's variety in rabbit, even though it's all rabbit. Suck in your stomach, squeeze heels in, slide the shoulders slightly up towards the ceiling. Very nice. Change, lower the hips. Great one, Vanessa, come back up, stop in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. There's no normal body. I just was reading something yesterday about when they tried to, they created an average in the 40s called Norma, and they picked the supposedly average proportions for this human female. There's a statue of Norma somewhere, I don't remember where. Some height, there were like 10 measurements of her normalness. And then they tried to find people that had the same measurements as the average normal. They could not find a single human female that had the same measurements as the, in quotations, quotation marks, normal. Like not, they look, I don't know, they found, looked at 40,000, they just found thousands of women. Can we find somebody? They could find, you know, the people that were in closest to even some of the measurements was a very tiny, tiny number. Anyway, just, I think we need this reminder quite a bit. So that could be something like your limb to spine proportion, for example, or even left to right, bone size, length, you know, way the pelvis is left to right. Okay, feet together, flex, arms overhead. We're not even talking about being symmetrical, sit up, grab the toes, just even a standard. All right, let's do head to knee pose. Turn around, sit facing the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. Create pressure between inner right thigh and sole of the left foot. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, stretch up. Turn your upper body to the right, reach out and grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and go down front side. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If needed, you can bend the knee up a little bit. And then push the knee down with the forehead. Roll into the center, left shoulder down, left elbow down. Left chest and rib cage can roll down a little bit too to get the upper back and two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Now push the knee down with the forehead. Just make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle, other side. Left leg out. Bend the right knee, maximum of 90 degrees between the legs. Inhale, stretch up tall, then turn to the left. Good reaching, Carolyn, up and then over. Grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull the toes back, flex your foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin just like rabbit pose, stomach and forehead to the left knee. If needed, bend the knee up a little bit. Push the knee down with the forehead, and then roll into the center, right shoulder down, right elbow down, to get two shoulders in one line, parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Bring both legs straight out. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, and sit up again. Grab the big toes, two fingers plus your thumb wrap around the big toe. Then walk your hips backwards, right, left, 5, 10, more times if you like to get both legs straight. You can grab the outer hips and pull them back too. Now flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in, especially pinky toes turn back. Inhale, breathing, chest up, stomach in. Good setup. So take your time, slowly, gently push the knees down. Pull your toes. That's great. Toes all done. Now turn the pinky toes, the baby toes back. Yes, and hold for 5. Breathe smoothly. 4. As you exhale, 3. Stretch the upper body forward. 2. From lower spine towards the mirror. 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. All right, second set. Turn around, sit facing the mirror. Right leg out and left leg in. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out, grab the right foot. Exhale, breathing, bring the forehead to the knee. You can roll in a little, left shoulder down. Now the left knee, you can also push to the floor as long as the left knee doesn't hurt. If you can keep the pelvis facing straight ahead, not turning, then you'll get a little twist and stretch of the lower left back. I'll show you what I mean. Inhale, breathing, come back up. So when you set this up, if you have both sides of the pelvis equally straight on and the legs out 45 degrees, What you want to do ideally is turn the spine, but don't turn the pelvis to meet this leg angle. Keep the right pelvis back and the right thigh down. Then twist and grab the left foot. If you need more support, you can put your hands on the floor. But ideally, you get the forehead to the left knee, even if it's bent. And then push the right knee and outer thigh to the floor to keep the right side of the pelvis down and back so it stays straight onto the mirror. It might not be perfectly straight on, but that's where you're headed. And this will give you that stretch over the lower right back muscles there. Hold it right there, breathing smoothly. Very nice. Good, Angelo. Inhale, breathing, come back up. For stretching pose, bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back, and as soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Sit up again, grab your big toes. Point your finger, middle finger, and thumb wrap around each big toe. Then walk your hips backwards, right, left, traveling backwards. Flex both feet from the ankles, and the pinky toes especially turn back. Inhale, breathing. Begin. Slowly, gently push the knees down until you create, ideally, an equally distributed stretch. At first, you'll feel the stretch in the tight places. So if it's more at the calf muscles, that's normal. More at the heel, then that's normal. Then once your legs are locked, stretch your upper body forward on an exhale. Now go to the limit and try to hold for 10 counts. 9, smooth breathing, 8, 7, turn the pinky toes back, 6, smooth inhale, 5, exhale, stretch forward, 4, 3, looking forward, 2, 1, change again. All right, turn around, relax on your back. In the same chapter of the book I was reading, they were talking about how at some point the Air Force was trying to make the seat all the same according to the average, but it ended up causing a lot of accidents because there was no average person. There was no person that fit in the seat. So they were like, we need to make seats adjustable. So now we have adjustable seats in our cars, largely because of that situation, right? They're like, oh, we got to make this work for all the bodies, not just the one body that doesn't even exist anywhere. It's right, an average isn't, it's not like a frequency. There's no frequency of that body appearing, the normal. There's actually no one. It's a non-existent. Maybe there's some fluke of a human that fits an average. It's possible, right? If there's all variety, it's possible. It might exist very occasionally. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down. All right, and now we have half spine twisting. Turn to your right, 1/4 turn. Bend your left knee in front of you. Cross the right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee, 2 hips on the floor. Take a deep breath, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down to grab the left knee with the left hand. Then bring your right hand behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Nice deep breath in. Twist your whole upper body right side. Turn the head, chin to the right, look to the right. See if the shoulders can relax down. Lean a little bit forward and to the right to ideally have 2 hips and the left knee on the floor. Then twist right side, right shoulder back, chin and eyes all the way to the right. Very nice. Untwist the spine and switch the legs. Right leg under. Cross the left foot over the right knee corner. Right toes pointed. Make sure you're not sitting on the heel. Inhale, breathing. Right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross over the left knee. Push your knee back. The inner elbow stays open ideally. Then turn the hand, palm down. Grab the right knee or the towel. With your right hand, left hand behind you. If your hand is on the floor, turn the fingers out so this left arm bone can rotate outward and help you. Stretch the chest, then turn your head left side all the way. Lean to the left a little and forward so you have a sort of triangle base. 2 hips and right knee down. Now twist to the left side, shoulders drop down, twist, stomach in, and twist. Okay, untwist the spine. Nice one, Juicer. Good twist. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, go for the toes. Exhale, breathing, double jerk, head to the knees. Blowing in firm pose, Kapalabhati and Vajrasana. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. The mouth is a passageway. The mouth and face can be neutral. All right, hands on the thighs. The only effort will be on the exhale. Inhale will happen automatically. Chest up, focus one point in front of you and begin, please. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, belly snaps in, 6, 7, 8. Thank you. five, four, three, two, one. Take one inhale. Exhale it. Begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Chest up, shoulders down. Keep going. It's wonderful to fatigue the muscles of exhalation. Five, four, three, two, one. Strengthening them up. All right, take a nice deep breath in. Turn around, relax on your back. Great practice, everybody. Feet can be separated, hands can be a little wider, eyes opened or closed. Just start or continue concentrating on just the half of a breath, just the inhale. Try to observe, or if not, try to make happen complete relaxation of the abdominal wall, and then it turns around. Same thing on the exhale, observe or try for complete relaxation of the abdominal wall as you exhale. And you just have this nice ease with the breathing. You have breathed in all of these 26 positions plus the two breathing exercises. That's one of the really big deals for physical, emotional, energetic, everything. You tried normal, smooth breathing in all of these challenging situations. The body needs these challenges. Without them, it gets issues. So not to say it doesn't have any issues with them, but if you can keep these healing challenges, right? Strengthening challenges for the breath, for the structure, circulatory system, organs, we'll just go a whole lot better. Have a wonderful rest. Let me know if you have any questions, and we'll see you tomorrow. And just a friendly reminder of our places where you can participate, support, and be part of us. www.patreon.com/BikramYoga, or directly through our website at yogaismedicine.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And just a friendly reminder of our places where you can participate, support, and be part of us. www.patreon.com/BikramYoga, or directly through our website at yogaismedicine.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.